You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Play Ball, the show that highlights all the things we love about the best game in the world, baseball. Each week, we'll catch up with some of the brightest stars in the big leagues.
When a hitter feels really good, he's going to hit everything right here.
This week's star is power-hitting third baseman from the Arizona Diamondbacks, Jake Lamb.
I knew that I could be productive at this level.
And Jake shows me the secret to hitting success.
If you're not on time for the fastball, you got no chance to hit.
And we'll also check out what's going on in youth baseball around the country. So get out there and play ball. It's a fun, safe way to play with friends and get some fresh air.
All right, boy. Good job.
And who knows? You just might run into us out there. I'm Eric Burns. You might know me from MLB Network, but I actually used to play a little baseball myself.
Burns cranks it to deep left field.
Out of the wall, Burns goes. This one he got. And he got him. What a catch.
Burns, he timed it perfectly.
Eric Burns stealing second base.
Run, Burnsy, run.
So do you play ball? Our special guest today sure does. It's none other than Arizona Diamondback third baseman, Jake Lamb.
What a clutch home run by Jake Lamb.
Another Lamb slam.
Way, way back. It's gone. Big high fives in the dugout for the D-backs All-Star.
Jake Lamb.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Queen Anne, Washington. Grew up playing all sports in the Queen Anne area. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so born and raised Seattle, Washington, Queen Anne Hill, and I always wanted to be outside, whether it was playing tag with my neighbors and my, you know, brothers and sisters. It was soccer, it was baseball and basketball, eventually football in high school. I just love competing and being outside, and which is weird being in Seattle. You know, a lot of people are inside because of the nonstop rain, but I guess that didn't stop me.
What was your favorite sport growing up?
Probably basketball. Yeah, I love, once again, probably because it was indoors. But it was really whatever season it was. If it was soccer, soccer was my favorite sport. Baseball season, baseball was my favorite sport. Watching Griffey and the Mariners.
I mean, as a kid growing up in Seattle, was he everything for you?
Yeah, not just me, everyone. I mean, he was the face of the city, you know, for sports.
The kid is simply amazing.
The backwards hat, the shoes. He was the first guy that started, like, you know, the baseball swag. I'm a righty thrower, but it was do everything like Griffey. Everyone knew the Griffey stance. My dad would put me at shortstop. I want to play center. That was the guy to watch, and he was my favorite player. Good player to watch, too.
Absolutely. So you were a 38th round draft pick out of high school.
Yeah.
And ended up going to college. Mm-hmm. Where you became a six-round draft pick. Take me through the process of the day that you signed to where you are now.
I knew myself well enough where I was like, hey, I'm not ready to be on my own. I gotta go to college, you know, learn, get better. And yeah, so I was drafted sixth round to the Diamondbacks, went through the minor leagues, and then got called up at the end of 2014.
Signed in 2012?
Yeah.
Big leagues in 2014?
Yeah.
And quick.
Yeah, it was quick.
There was a chance he might get here a little sooner than he expected, and here he is.
Arms it in the left, and Jake Lamb has his first hit in the major leagues. It's an RBI single.
It was one of those things, like, you get so close, you know, you're with the team for a summer, and you want to win with that group. But, you know, I eventually got called up to the big leagues, and that was obviously a little bit better than, you know, winning a ring in Double A, but that was one heck of a year for sure.
Jake Lamb is now on the books in the big leagues.
Last year, the whole All-Star campaign, I don't think anybody had more fun with that than I did. I mean, whenever I could pull that lamb out, I did. What was that like for you? Did it bother you? I mean, you seem to have embraced it really well.
I mean, I do like having fun, but at the same time, I don't like talking about myself. And so they kind of came up to me, you know, with the final vote. And they're like, hey, just talk about yourself for the next 3 days and how good you are and how good you've been.
I was stoked. Chip told me today
And just to be, considered an all-star.
They're campaigning for you right behind you.
I didn't know they were going to bring in the lamb and all that stuff, but it was, it's especially fun for the fans. With all the social media, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, it was all over the place. It was a good time. I'd love to be there, so go out and vote lamb.
I've watched you when you first came up, and I felt like I was watching someone special.
Drives one the other way.
Last year, you had the great All-Star run and struggled a little bit in the second half of the season. And then you've come back this year, and you've taken your game to the next level.
And there it goes, way back and gone!
Jake Lamb absolutely tortures it.
What was your mindset coming into this season after going through what you went through last year?
While it was happening, obviously, that second half for me was extremely frustrating. But season's over, and when I started to get back into things, I really started to look at film and look at, okay, what was I doing? What were the big changes? But, mentally, I knew that I could be productive at this level.
In the air, right field corner. It's gone! A grand slam for Jake Lamb!
That's kind of been the biggest thing. This year is, even when I'm just not feeling good, well, the pitcher doesn't know that I don't feel good. So just little things like that on the mental side is probably what's helped me the most.
Now it's time for a question from our Play Ball reporter presented by Chevy.
Hi, my name is Olivia. What is your favorite drill in practice?
I loved hitting off the tee.
I enjoy hitting off a machine and a tee.
Hitting popcorn kernels. That really helped me to focus on the popcorn kernel. It really helped my eyesight and my focus.
We had set up targets inside the batting cage in the batting practice.
It's the most fun part of the day.
And I would just hit balls in that left center corner.
It was a game that I developed when I was 10, 11, 12 that I applied later when I was in the major league.
Up next, All-Star Jake Lamb shows me his pregame routine in the cage.
I want my swings to be competitive and as game-like as possible.
And stay tuned as we have some animated fun in Circle the Bases. Plus, all the best plays in MLB Mashup.
Trout at career hit number 1,000 with a double.
Play Ball is brought to you by Chevrolet, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball.
I'm A.J. Pollock from the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Pollock makes the running catch.
But it gives you an idea of how good this guy is.
Do you play ball?
High fly ball. Deep right center. Way back and gone. He did it again, Jake Lamb.
Jake Lamb just crushed that ball. Everything that hits his bat just explodes. He's amazing right now.
Not bad.
Oh, nice. Welcome back to Play Ball. We are now in the spot where all the work gets done, basically, right?
Yeah, this is it. I come in here right before batting practice, hop in the batter's box, and I just hit off this little machine right here. I go 1 to 2 rounds. Some I started this year. Main idea, just get on time with the fastball.
Boy, that ball was crushed. Just a piercing line drive. Jake Lamb just put the wood to this ball.
Just as well as me, if you're not on time for the fastball, you got no chance to hit.
It's interesting because I was shocked
when
I heard that you hit off the two-wheel spinning fastball machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why the two-wheel spinning fastball machine, and how does that help you?
It was like 2 weeks into the season. I just felt off. I was still getting hits here and there, but our hitting coach, Maganin, he told me, you're not on time for the fastball. Let's do machine. And so I went out there on the field, did the machine, and I missed the first 6 to 10 balls. Because I'm here leg kicking, and the ball's by me, and I knew going in, like, hey, this might be frustrating. Don't worry about the results. Just focus, try to get better.
Yeah.
Fast forward 2 days after that, doing machine every day, my first swing was line drive up the middle.
Line drive, base hit, center field. That ball was scalding.
I think it was a week after that I got the player of the week.
Lamb drives one to right center. That'll get to the wall. Jake Lamb, stinking three, and there he goes. Now
National League Player of the Week.
And I mean, it was just because I was working on getting on time with the fastball. You know, as hitters, that's what we have to do. Get on time with the heater, and then that puts you in a good position to hit the off speed up in the zone.
A nothing curveball up in the zone, and Lamb just destroyed that ball.
What's so rare about it is that, well, I would come in here and I would take 10 swings off a tee to right field. I'd take 10 up the middle. I'd pull 10 balls all off a tee. And guess what? I was dialed in. I was hitting everything hard. What this does is this keeps you honest, right?
It is mental to the point where there's sometimes where I come in and this thing dominates me. And the whole point is it doesn't matter what happens in here. I want to work on getting that clean bat path, barrel to the ball.
Boy, he stayed inside the ball nicely, just drilled this ball to center field.
As long as you can take the mental side out of every now and then getting dominated by the...
Being okay with it.
Yeah, and being okay with it. I want my swings to be competitive and as game-like as possible.
Another Lamb slam.
No doubt about that one when the ball left his bat.
Jake Lamb is having a terrific season.
Jake Lamb, dude, you're the man. I appreciate you. Queen Anne, yeah. Washington, Little League man, myth, legend. I am still flabbergasted by the two-wheel fastball machine. But when I'm ready to make a comeback to my Sunday League baseball team, that's what I'm going with.
Might want to turn it down just a little bit. But
yeah, you think? Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Hi, kids. I'm Andrew McCutcheon. Let's take a look at this week's Chevy Team of the Week.
This week's Chevy Team of the Week comes to us from PNC Park in Pittsburgh, where local kids got to practice on the same field as their favorite Pirate players.
This one could drop, and it won't.
That's a great catch.
I mean, a good jump, good throw, and it doesn't even happen.
He appears to do everything on the baseball field easily.
The kids also got a surprise visit from the Chevy Youth Baseball Ambassador, Pirates outfielder Andrew McCutcheon.
What's up, guys? Let me see what y'all got. Nice. Oh yeah, that's some good mechanics right there.
While McCutcheon helped the kids improve their skills, the kids returned the favor by reminding him of his schedule.
You have a baseball game today.
I do? I got a game today?
Yeah!
Well, I thank you guys for reminding me.
Well, a lot of good here. Good relay throw in. Hits the cutoff, man. Well done.
Oh, see ya!
When we come back, we take a ride with Jake and pitcher Archie Bradley.
Are we fighting?
What? No. I just want sandwiches.
Then, Jake and I get animated in Circle the Bases. Plus, the very best plays of the week in MLB National.
Play Ball is brought to you by Scotts. Scotts has everything you need to take care of your lawn. To learn more easy tricks on how to care for your lawn, visit Scotts.com. Scotts, it's good out here.
Last week, we saw a bit of the ongoing feud between Rays pitcher Chris Archer and Orbit, the Astros mascot. Well, this week, Orbit got the last laugh.
He's telling the guys to let's go.
And he is fired up.
Oh, my goodness!
See you later.
This ball is going to go all the way to the Grand Canyon.
Sean Rodriguez, welcome back. You've just won it for the Buccos.
That had to be a fun trot around the bases.
Oh, what a mob scene.
I am flabbergasted.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you're thirsty, folks.
Go ahead, smile.
Green light means go.
I'm ready to go, go, go.
What's a walkout that gives you fired up?
Mine.
Besides yours, how about Rodney's walkout?
Got him! Get the bow and arrow ready! There it goes, up into the night sky!
I'm ready to go right now. On a daily basis, how many times do you think Chris Owens dabs?
Well, is this considered a dab?
So I consider this a dab. I consider this a dab.
I would say on average 38.5.
Especially if he's raking. He gets a double or a homer, that's a few dabs.
Another home run for Chris Owens.
And he's been doing that a lot lately this year. Shout out CO.
Extra base hits in five consecutive games for Chris Owings.
Just really jazzed up to be here.
I'm jazzed.
Jazz fingers.
I don't even.
I hope we have sandwiches today, bro.
Pasta day is my favorite.
Pasta day was yesterday, so I hope today's sandwich day.
Are we fighting?
What? No. I just want sandwiches.
How about last night?
That was fun, huh?
That was awesome.
You guys are awesome.
Diamondbacks win it!
Yeah. Trying to keep it up, man.
I mean,
it's a fun time.
Diamondbacks walk it off again!
I hate goodbyes.
Until we
goodbye,
see
my hope!
Until we see you again.
Now, in the bonus demo, Jake's teammate Paul Goldschmidt shows my teammate Sean Casey the nuances of first base.
Here with Gold Glove first baseman Paul Goldschmidt.
He made a tremendous play down there last night, and there's another one. It's America's first baseman.
The one thing that can be tough for right-handed first baseman is that 3-6-3.
Goldie has it. They get one, and they get two.
What's your footwork to make that throw to second base?
Bouncing off is going to depend on a couple things. Who the hitter is, I mean, you know this. If you got the big left-handed hitter, for us is Carlos Gonzalez, Adrian Gonzalez, Big Poppy when he was playing. I mean, you don't have time to try to cover as much ground. You just got to get your head around and get low so they don't smoke one at you and you miss it.
What a play! Goldie's got it!
Ball right at you. You're going to turn that 3-6-3. So you get off your set, and then that ball is right at you.
So it's going to depend on if it's a little slower and I can get to the backhand, that's going to be really nice because that's going to be a way easier throw for us right-handed first baseman.
You're going to create the backhand.
Yeah, if I can. If it's a little hit a little slower, even if it's right at me, I can kind of drop my right foot, move through it, and then my shoulders are kind of more square.
That's a fair ball. What a stop by Goldie.
That's a good play right there.
During the 25th RBI World Series, 16 teams from around the world competed in Cincinnati.
Welcome to the 25th RBI World Series. We are thrilled to have you with us.
The tournament was divided into two levels.
Play ball!
A junior and senior division, consisting of more than 200 players between the ages of 13 and 18. The junior division featured a familiar face, Monet Davis, a former star of the 2014 Little League World Series.
Showing that I can not just play Little League, that I can play on the bigger field and still hang with them, proved a lot to a lot of people.
Her Phillies team would go on to win the city's second RBI title.
This junior division belongs to Philadelphia.
In the senior division final, the Patterson Baseball Federation RBI of New Jersey faced off against the Nobu Yamauchi RBI out of Hilo, Hawaii.
The Nobu Yamauchi RBI team. They brought a title back to the islands.
This is the first time in Hawaii history, and it means everything to us.
All right, let's check out your submissions in this week's Youth Baseball Flipbook presented by Chevrolet. Are you in it this week? If not, just have your parent or guardian tweet us at MLB Network with the hashtag PlayBall or post your video on Instagram with the hashtag PlayBall. We can't get enough of seeing all of you having fun playing baseball, so keep those photos and videos coming. Hey kids, it's time for some trivia. Do you know what it means to win the Triple Crown? Get your answers ready. We'll tell you right after the break. And stay tuned as we drop some fun in Circle the Bases. Plus, the best plays of the week in MLB Mashup. Welcome back to Play Ball. Now for our trivia question. Do you know what it means to win the Triple Crown? Get your guesses ready and take a look at this.
The Triple Crown is mythically awarded to a player who leads the league in batting average, home runs, and RBIs.
The three biggest categories across the board.
Just making a run at the Triple Crown is a rarity.
Miguel Cabrera has won the Triple Crown here in 2012.
It's an amazing accomplishment.
A player earns a Triple Crown when he leads a league in three statistical categories in the same season. This title refers to leading a league in batting average, home runs, and runs batted in, all over the same season. So, if you guess that, you're right. Now, let's get back to the show. Time to circle the bases with Jake Lamb. First base, what is the best celebration that you've been involved with your teammates?
pretty much any handshake or celebration handshake with CEO Chris Owings.
Owings sends one way back! Another home run for Chris Owings.
He does the dab and all that stuff. He has all the moves, so anything involving him is probably the best I've seen.
Jake Lamb drives one deep right center, way back, and gone. It's on the concourse. Oh, it's a Lamb slam.
Second base, if you could play another position on the field, what would it be?
If I was able to, probably shortstop or center field, but most likely they'll probably just throw me over to first base just because I'm not too athletic anymore. But
this is play ball, man. This isn't like real life.
Probably center field.
Yeah. Junior racing over. Yes. Jake Lamb on a play.
Yeah. You gotta be gripped.
Yeah.
And he's got it. An incredible catch by the kid. Jake Lamb got it. He's got the ball.
Third base, your favorite moment so far in the big leagues?
Probably playing Safeco Field in Seattle in 2015. Played the Mariners.
Lamb into right field. Boy, there's a boyhood dream. Jake Lamb just got a single off Felix Hernandez.
He might want to get that baseball.
You know, it was just crazy growing up, going to that field, and now I had all my friends, family, all my friends from, you know, Queen Anne, from Blanchett High School, University of Washington. Everyone came out, and so that was definitely the coolest thing.
Coming home, best piece of advice for the kids.
Play as many sports as possible and have fun. Have fun with your teammates, you know, just and make sure you thank your parents for all the stuff they do too. Yeah, just have fun with whatever you're doing.
All right, dude. Thanks, bro. All right, let's end the show with the best plays of the week in MLB Mashup.
Boom, boom.
Another beautiful day,
and we are ready to go.
I'd say he's locked in,
and the MVP campaign continues.
Man, what a shot for Bellinger.
Stud. That's all I got. Stud.
Career hit number 1,000 and does it in grand fashion.
And he gets it on his birthday.
Leaps up, and he made the catch. That's one of his best ever. Most improbable comeback win of the season.
Are you having fun yet?
Well, is that fun to watch? They are fired up.